hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Vegas at the DEMA show and having a big time. Went to the Nogi Awards last night and hanging with Bob Evans and, you know, from Force Fins and who's who of the diving industry. And lo and behold, we're here at the entrance right now. And Bob goes, there's the damsel in distress right now, right, Bob?
There's Zale.
Zale Perry, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
So the damsel in distress. You know, back in the Sea Hunt days when you did this, Zale, you were the guy that Mike Nelson from Sea Hunt would come and save. Is that how it went?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You were really the damsel in distress. I've heard actually you were, he was the damsel in distress. You constantly had to save him.
I did it deliberately so that he would have something to do. No, a lot of people called me the damsel in distress because... in the story, they hired me as an expert, and then the expert gets into trouble some kind of way, or trapped.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're like the marine biologist or something, and he has to come in and save you after you get in over your head, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. I did all of the underwater swimming and diving, and about 12 of the episodes.
Yes. And Zale has inspired, she inspired an entire generation of divers back in the day. I mean, they really credit Zale for getting them into diving, or you were their first muse, diving muse, right?
Well, we really didn't know how this was going to work out. We never even thought that it would make a giant impact, you know, on the scuba world. We were just going to work and glad that we had something to do and earn a living. But then after that, we were both... Lloyd Bridges and I were both connected to the Sea Hunt episodes. And even today, I'm in the Hall of Fame, DeBus Hall of Fame booth.
Yep.
People come by and visit, and they say, I remember you when I was a little kid. I couldn't wait until I got home from school to finish my homework and watch Sea Hunt.
Yes, but I think they were watching it for many reasons when it came to Zale back then, right?
Oh, I got to say something. And when you look at Zale right now, you think she's 18 years old. She's unbelievable. She's got her little sneakers on. She drags scuba tanks around, and nothing slowed her down. And we have her wonderful scholarship that we gave out this year. And I think we got a lot of donations. I went back to the room and counted all the envelopes last night.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, well, if anybody has paid it forward from what I've seen, Zale, you are like the top of the list because you got your scholarship and you're always out here at these events trying to share that love of diving.
And your
right?
dress looked so beautiful last night. That was a beautiful dress.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't that a beautiful dress that Zale had on last night? Yeah.
Lace.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for inviting me to speak to the world or whoever's out there.
Yes. Well, now, what about Annie? Tell me about Annie, who won the scholarship this year.
She's incredible. She's very intelligent.
Thank you.
She knows she's on track. She's on focus. And she's studying the octopus in warm waters. And that, because she started out in Alaska. That's
right.
Where she lives, in Anchorage. And that's pretty ugly water up there. A lot of currents, very cold.
Now you have an entire family of scholarship winners over the last... Well, this has been going on for how long now?
The entire academy is part of this. We're
right.
All mothers and fathers and grandmas and grandpas to all of these young people. And they're all growing. Two of them have children. But there are four of them or five that have a PhD already, and thank us for starting them off.
Yeah, the Nogis help fund these scholarships, and Zale's name
Perry
is
scholarship.
On it. Yeah, and now it's actually starting to see real fruit develop over the years with some of the work that they'll end up being. They're going to be the leaders of this industry in a few years, right?
The Academy later on.
Oh,
absolutely.
Chills.
Isn't that something? But for everyone, I want you to know that to be a diver is a very healthy life, and go for it.
Well, Zale is a perfect example of it. Zale, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to see you.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Yes, the superstars of diving. Hey, you never know who you're going to run into at DEMA each year, and our friends are here from years gone by, trips that we've had around the world, and of course, one of those is Roger from Grenada, who's with me right now. How are you, buddy?
Great, my friend. How are you doing?
I am great as well. Now, you've already had a shot or two or something, haven't you? We're not diving so we can drink, I guess, a little bit. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's going on. You know, it's that time of the evening where you just want to mellow up, and one of the best ways to do that is to have a little bit of that spicy rum.
That spicy rocket fuel that they serve up in Grenada.
Yeah,
so how are things in Grenada there, Raj?
Grenada is looking beautiful. And I'm telling the folks now, because we have that underwater volcano north of Grenada, National Geographic did a feature last December where they actually see new marine life for the first time, marine life that has been undocumented. So if you come back to Grenada now and you dive, you're going to see that our reefs are healthier, the fishes are looking great. You know, it's great marine life that you're going to find in Grenada and nowhere else.
Now wait, this is news to me. You're saying that they documented a volcano that's making the diving even better in Grenada.
Yeah, well, it's an underwater volcano that has been around for some time.
Yeah.
Kikem Jenny and Kikem Jack. And
what did you say? I feel like I should say bless you. What did you just say?
The volcano, their names are Kikem Jenny and Kikem Jack.
Okay.
You're right. So there are two of them.
Yeah.
And because of its proximity to the U.S., National Geographic have actually, they're studying it. And because they don't want it to erupt and break the surface and then you get tidal waves. So they're studying it. But when they submerged the underwater submarine, what they figured out was that they've seen new life, new marine life. And they realized that it's making a lot of the reefs healthier. And it's creating good feeding ground for fish. So, you know, it's
pumping nutrient into the water.
Exactly.
And the reef and the fish around Grenada are thriving because of it.
Of course, of course. Just before I came up here, I mean, I saw a lot of dolphins, probably the most dolphin I saw, just standing on Grand Island's beach, just looking out. You know, so I've seen more dolphins in one day than I've seen in a lot of years. So, you know, it's attracting a lot of fish. Grenada's looking good. You should come on down.
Yes, well, Grenada, the Spice Island, right? So you can get out there and you can do some diving, but head up, you know, after you're finished your diving.
To the Grenadines. Because Grenada is not just one island. It's a number of islands, with Carriacou being north, and Carriacou is actually the largest Grenadine island. So if you really want to see Grenada, a trip to Grenada is not complete unless you visit Carriacou, Petit Martinique, and some of those Grenadine islands that are part of Grenada.
Now, last time I went to Carriacou, when we went over to Grenada, we had a mud bath.
Yeah.
There with our friends at the dive operation. How are they? Are they still taking mud baths over there?
Oh, listen.
It's like a spa dream day thing that I've never repeated, that I don't know if I could. That was just magical.
Yeah, man. It's crazy fun in Carriacou, man. Lots of fun.
Great fun. That place we walked out there to, or we went over there for a day.
Yeah.
And it's like going, walking onto the set of a Corona beer commercial.
Correct.
It's crazy, crazy scenery above water and below water, obviously, as well. But yeah, they had this mud bath thing.
Check this out. Since you left, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the series Survivor Man with the guy from Canada.
Right.
He actually came and did a Survivor series on Frigate Island, which is just not too far from Carriacou. So, you know, we've got all kind of people coming down and want to do bits of TV shows and different things because, you know, we've got a lot of islands between Grenada and St. Vincent.
Okay, I don't want to come out there and rough it. Now, when I say they have mud baths, this is like an ultimate spa treatment in nature, and like people pay thousands of dollars for this kind of muck that you smear all over you and your friends and mermaids. We did that, and it was kind of crazy.
And you know what we've done recently?
What?
We've opened up a lot of the sulfur springs on Grenada.
Yeah.
So when you come back, we got to take you to the sulfur springs so you and the mermaids can.
That'll make us look like 10 years younger,
yeah.
that
oh,
kind
yeah.
of thing.
Oh, yeah. 10 years younger and a lot smoother.
Nice. And then they got this whole, you know, Spice Island thing going on with, mm-hmm. with you go up there and you can tour the plantations and nutmeg and almonds, right?
Yeah.
And cocoa.
Cocoa.
Right.
Yeah,
you're still the biggest exporter of cocoa.
Grenada has improved. Right now we've got 2 chocolate factories as opposed to 1. And they're all making organic chocolate. So if you're thinking about chocolate, last year we experimented with the first chocolate festival. Next year we're doing rum and chocolate festival.
Ooh, nice.
So Scuba Radio's got to be down for that.
I know you brought rum because you're drinking some of it right now.
I'm so happy that I'm seeing Scuba Radio right now because, you know, behind the scenes, we'll be working on trying to make sure that Scuba Radio is in Grenada for 2015.
We're going to bring our mermaids back. The last time we came there, we actually planted the mermaid seed, and now they have
Grenadian mermaids. Yeah.
Right. They might need a refresher.
Of course, they certainly do. Yeah. And it's always good to have Scuba Radio, no matter where you are in the dive industry, wherever you are around the world. Scuba Radio is the must-have, must-see, must-do event. I mean, think about it. The mermaids, the beautiful mermaids, and then you've got that great host, Greg.
What a brown noser. I love this guy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I'm in Las Vegas at the DEMA Show 2014. My buddy Mark here is hanging with me in the Bahamas Isle. It's a Junkanoo happy hour party. Everyone's getting socially lubricated. Roger from Grenada. Who else have you seen stumbling around here?
Oh, who's not here, Greg? This is the who's who of everybody in diving.
That's right.
Well, they're all here.
Yeah, everybody's here. That is anybody. And, you know, if you're working the industry or trying to break into the industry, this is a great place to start. And you ran into some folks from Indiana. Is that right?
I did. And they've got the most amazing story about the facility they just started. They're bringing up. So let them tell you about it.
So we got Ken and Susie. Welcome, first off. How are you doing, Ken?
Good, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm great. Now, so you have a dive operation in Indiana that you're getting ready ready to open, or what's going on?
No, right now we currently own Deep Blue Divers out of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
Which is a paddy dive center for us, and we teach, and we're a full-service dive shop. We teach, sell, and repair equipment, and do a lot of trips.
So, but you're expanding into a new facility or something. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we found a unique building in Indiana. It's been sitting idle for about 8 years. Which contains a building which contains two 25-foot deep pools in it.
That is somewhat difficult to find by chance. Now, were these pools made for some other purpose, I'm guessing, initially, than diving?
Well, originally they were made for a government contractor used to make sonar buoys for U.S. military, and they would do all their testing in there.
Nice. So, and it's just been shut down for a few years or whatever, or what happened?
They were bought out by another company, which they moved their facilities to a different location, and now they're using a quarry in southern Indiana to do their testing on in lieu of the pools. So the building was set available for about 8 years, and we happened to come upon it, and it took us about a year to crank out the deal, but after a year's worth of effort, we was able to purchase the buildings, and we had a little bit of renovation to do on them. But we're looking at spring of 2015 opening them up and doing scuba training and some other
fun things for divers.
That's
all right. So they're two 25-foot poles. How wide? What's the diameter?
The diameter of them is 31 foot.
Oh, okay. So these are two big. You could do a lot of training or just fun little events in these things, I guess.
I think we're going to be able to open up a broad range of training. Everything from doing dry suit dives, night dives. We do some spearfishing clinics in it, photography clinics, video clinics.
Spearfishing clinics in a pool? What are you going to shoot?
We're going to shoot each other.
Okay. All right, Susie, are you familiar with this whole thing or what?
Sure.
Are you one of the things they're going to shoot?
No.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. All right, so you hopefully will, or I guess you're planning to use it mainly for training for your facility.
Yeah,
it'll
be exclusively for scuba divers. We're not going to open up to the general public for swimming, but to see what we can bring to the diving community around that area and surrounding areas.
In Indiana, it's not exactly year-round diving like we have in Florida, I'm guessing, right? So you need something like this, don't you?
That is correct. I mean, I think it'll open up, to be a more year-round diving facility. We can do it at the high schools, but the times are limited, and, you don't have the added depth of what it takes to do some of the diving and being able to, practice some of your skill levels and stuff. So.
Well, cool. Well, congratulations on that new endeavor, and you're just here at the Dima Show, I guess, sharing the love of this new exciting thing you have going on at the store, I guess, right?
Yep. And we appreciate talking to you. And
come up there and play. Can we get? Can come up and take a dip? What's that?
Website.
You have one.
DeepBlueDiversUSA.com.
There you go. So you can go there, find more about it, and maybe go out there and do some diving in some of these cool new pools they have up there. Now, Roz is here in the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party. She's already put on the feathers. She's done her Junkanoo up and down the aisle several times and is fairly well socially lubricated. Am I right, Roz?
It's just a Diet Coke.
Oh, it's just a Diet Coke. You are a liar! But that's okay. How you hanging? How you doing?
It's been a really good show.
I just asked a woman how she's hanging. That's just not really appropriate. But, we're in the Bahamas Isle at DEMA 2014 in Vegas. You can pretty much get away with anything. Right, Roz? Just say yes. Say yes.
Say yes.
Yes. Okay. She knows me too well not to just agree without knowing exactly what I'm saying, because she's having trouble hearing me. That's okay. But just answer my question. Are you having a good time here at DEMA?
Yes. It's been a fantastic DEMA show. It's been brilliant.
You know what? We're in the third day as we record this segment here right now. And I got to tell you, today seems like it's been the busiest day yet from what I can see as far as people. What do you think?
Yes, it has, and I haven't managed to get half of the things I need to do by today, and I need another 3 days at DEMA.
You just need to get out there and be able to press the flesh even more than you are already, is what you're saying?
It's been a lot of meetings, Greg. It's been very good. Lots of things going on. Yeah. New products coming out. Exciting. So I need to tell you about some of the new toys.
Tell me. What do you got? What new toys have you found here at the DEMA show?
Ah, right. Fourth Element's got something really awesome. Yep. You know about ghost fishing, don't you?
Ghost fishing.
Yes. It's aware that you end up with shipping net, you know, trawling nets that get caught on wrecks and bits of reef?
Right. Yes.
And it gets abandoned and it keeps on fishing and the fish die.
Not good. Fish, not a fan. We're not a fan as divers, definitely.
It's not a good thing. And there's something like 640,000 tons of a stuff in the sea and it keeps on being added to. Well, there's a Dutchman called Pascal van Erp over in Holland and he picked a bit up and then it ended up being into a big project and now GUE, Global Underwater Explorers, there's a bunch of divers over in California and another bunch in Holland, and they're busy harvesting these nets out of the sea. And it's not just that, they close the loop because they're sending it off to a factory to be recycled, and it's been turned into a fabric, and Fourth Element have bought the fabric and they're making swimwear out of it, which is really nice. I mean, the girls' swimwear's got, you know, those sexy racing backs.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's made out of ghost net material.
Yeah. And they've got Daniel Craig style shorts, which are pretty beautiful. You'd look great in a pair of those, Greg.
Would I?
Absolutely.
They're banana hammock type style, is what you're saying?
They've also got banana hammock as well.
And, nice.
And they've got rash guards. And this is all stuff made out of, and it's called Ocean Positive, and they're launching it next year. I mean, this has been unveiled here, but it's going out on World Earth Day in, I think, March next year, but the divers are going to be able to buy it. But, you know, this is fully recycled. It's come out of the sea. It was rubbish in the sea. It's gone to be recycled. It's been remade.
Well, you know, that is pretty amazing. I will take a look at that for sure firsthand and find a model that fits my torso and buttocks appropriately. However, it's sad that there's enough garbage in the sea like that to make this stuff, isn't it? That there's so many ghost nets out there that they could actually have so much material to make it into a clothing line.
It's sad that it's out there, but at least something positive is coming out of it.
Right.
Something positive is being is you know, you've got this brand new product, and it's gorgeous. It's really sexy. I mean, the bikini tops would look great on the mermaids.
Nice. We may have to make this work and take a little gander over there to Fourth Element, and they make a bunch of wetsuits products for divers. So this is a new thing that they are showcasing here at the DEMA show, and Roz from the UK found it for us. All right, coming up, we got the winner of our Deep Water Key giveaway here at DEMA, who's going there along with three of his closest friends next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at the DEMA show in Las Vegas. We are just having a big old time, just hanging out in the Bahamas Junkanoo party right now and talking to folks in the aisle. Now, we have been working with our friends from Deepwater Key, and we gave away quite a package here to that resort, not just for one person or two people, but for four people to Deepwater Key for a dive package, fishing package, all-inclusive food, own private island. They got the airstrip. Go to deepwaterkey.com, deepwatercay.com, and you can see for yourself the quality of accommodations and diving and fishing and everything that they offer. But we gave away a trip for four people. So Bill Schmidt, who was the big winner here a few minutes ago, is going to be very popular with his friends. Bill, were you familiar with Deepwater Key before you won this thing today or what?
No, this is actually the first time we've heard of it, and I'm glad we came down to DEMA 2014.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. You know, the places like Deepwater Key come here to showcase their properties to, you know, dive shops. And you have a dive shop, right?
We do, Dive One in Minnesota.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that when you go out to Deepwater Key, it's going to be slightly different than what you experience locally, though. Not to knock your local diving. I bet it's great. But this could be in a whole new level for you, you think?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a bit warmer than it is back home, especially right now.
Yes.
With
definitely.
The lakes covered with ice.
Yep. No doubt. Do you get down to the Caribbean much with your store, with customers and things, or no?
Yes. Each year, we're down in the typically Grand Cayman for 4 to 5 weeks each year. And we focus our activities mostly on high school students.
Okay.
So we'll bring, anyways, from 40 to 60 high school students down
to Grand Cayman and support tourism down there.
All right, well, that sounds great, and you should continue to do that. But it sounds like after 4 to 6 weeks of that with a bunch of high school students, you're going to need a little R&R for your staff. And this is where your visit to Deepwater Key may come into play, you think?
I think so. That's going to be great, yes.
Yes, I mean, we're talking great diving. The food is to die for. The accommodations are going to blow your mind. You're going to have a great old time, my friend. I expect a full report in a few weeks or next EMA in Orlando. How about that?
Absolutely. We'll do that.
All right. Well, enjoy. DeepwaterCAY.com for more information. We got more from the EMA show next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at DEMA 2014 in Las Vegas. We are on day four, the morning, back at the show stage. We just finished up our morning festivities after giving away four liveaboard trips, several trips to the Caribbean, our friends in the Bahamas and stuff. Oh, it's just been nutty, nutty fun and a who's who of the dive industry. And, you know, I've made some great friends. And we were talking to Zale Perry earlier, and she mentioned the Zale Perry Scholarship Award that we went to and witnessed at the Nogi Awards, and that was nice. And basically, they have this event, and they fund some scholarships to get people that are interested in doing something that has, you know, something to do with the underwater environment, diving, that kind of thing. And they find some kids out there that are need some help with school, and they, you know, get them this scholarship, the Zale Perry Scholarship. And we had the opportunity to sit next to this fine lady. Her name is Ann, and she's on Scuba Radio right now. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Yeah. Now, Ann, you're from Alaska, and you won this scholarship thing, and now you're trying to, like, meet all these dive industry folks. Is it a little overwhelming after 4 days of this stuff, or what?
It is overwhelming, but it's also been amazing. Everyone that I've met here today has been extremely kind to me and extremely supportive, and I feel starstruck, honestly, because I'm meeting all of these wonderful people in the industry that I never thought I would.
Well, you know, Ann's one of these people, and I'm standing here next to Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, and I wanted to bring him over because Ann won this scholarship. She's the winner this year, and she's going to be the one we're answering to here in a few years. You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Yeah, yes, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm really glad to meet her here, and I want to congratulate her to win this great award, Sylvia Earle. I mean, everybody has seen her recent movie and everything that should shake everybody up about the environmental problems.
Well, yeah, Sylvia Earle was at the Nogis as
exactly.
Well, but she's the Zale Perry Scholarship winner. The Sea Hunter.
Oh, God, I got the wrong information.
They're superstars of diving.
Okay, that's even better. The Zale Perry, I mean, one of the early people in scuba diving that
inspired a whole generation of divers.
Exactly.
Probably like yourself, right?
Yeah, like me, you know, like Jacques Cousteau did, etc. And, you know, the only complaint I have to her is she's studying the wrong octopus.
What do you mean? Why is that?
The octopus species that I study right now is not native to Alaska. It's native to the Indo-Pacific and Hawaii, so he doesn't get to see any on his dives.
Is it really? That's the problem? You're just jealous because you'd rather have her study the octopus in your backyard?
Yeah, I really would love to have her studying, you know, the Caribbean octopus, which is a very playful animal. They're so great. They're so fantastic. And they really would be worthwhile studying. And I'd happily assist her, you know, getting on a rebreather to have the silent approach so she doesn't scare the octopus with the bubbles away and all that, you know.
Well, I don't know. Are you doing that up in Alaska right now for some of your studies or no? The rebreather thing?
No, I'm not trained on a rebreather. I'd like to be one day, but most of the research that I'm doing right now is based off of photographs and videos. So I'm actually reaching out to other divers. It's one of the things I've been doing at the conference for photographs and videos of Octopus cyanea, which is the species I'm studying, or the Hawaiian day octopus. So if anybody wants to send photos into Scuba Radio for me, that would be awesome.
Okay, photos of octopus. It wouldn't be that'd be the first time they sent us photos of those, I think, maybe, but that's good. We'll send them along for sure. Thanks. What are you trying to find out with these octopus? What exactly do you hope to learn about this particular species?
So I'm studying their body patterns, and octopuses have this amazing ability to instantaneously change their patterns, their textures, and their body configuration to blend in with their environments and to mimic other species and to scare off other predators. And so I'm trying to take a quantitative approach and quantify and look at all the body patterns that this animal is capable of creating.
Nice. Well, you know, we may have to have her do a study like on our mermaids or something, because the same type of technical observation might be necessary, because we lost several throughout the week here in Vegas. You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, we all know Vegas is a very dangerous ground for mermaids, especially because it's so dry. And, I mean, studying the body patterns of mermaids, I mean, that would be amazing, you know?
Yeah, do they exist, Anne?
Well, maybe that could be a PhD for me.
Okay, well, there you go.
Probably we're going to have a scholarship for this.
All right, well, we will make that happen. Anne, I'll let you get in. I know you got a bunch of meetings to do. I still got to talk to Peter, though. But great to meet you. Congratulations once again on your Nogia win, or your scholarship win at the Nogia Awards. And I know we'll be answering to you here in a couple of years when you start running this whole industry. You hear what I mean?
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me. I had a great time.
You got it. All right, so Peter, what are you showcasing new for Aquanauts Grenada?
Yeah, basically the newest item for us is the Holix Explorer Recreational Rebreather. Great fun unit. You know, it's so easy, even a blunt mermaid could dive it.
Really? Now that's what we're trying to figure out. Now Tiffany actually has been found. We did find one of our mermaids. She just walked up as soon as she heard us mention mermaid. And how are you holding up, by the way, Tiff?
I'm still here. It's been a long, long Dima, but always fun.
Now, what about this rebreather thing? You think you could do this?
Oh, I was made to do this.
Well, okay. The Explorer rebreather from Hollis is actually made for blonde-haired mermaids. I mean, no,
is not that what it says in the instruction booklet?
No, but it's made to be very
mermaid friendly.
Yeah, mermaid proof. No,
yeah, no. I mean, it's really to get a little bit serious. You know, it's really a great unit. You know, it's heading for the recreational market. Even so, you could tweak it a little bit and do a little bit more. But it's very easy. It's very self-controlled, contained. You know, it's not one of the more I don't want to say dangerous, but that's probably still the appropriate
technically
word.
Advanced. You got to really pay attention to what you're doing. You got to be committed to it, where the Explorer is a little bit more forgiving, maybe, or just if it's all automatic. It basically green go, and you know, if it says don't dive, and you're done, or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's about how simple it is. You know, it's as simple as open circuit diving. It doesn't need much time for setup or anything, and it basically can't kill you.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing. We don't want any of these things to kill us, that's for sure. But it basically gives you a lot of the benefits of a hardcore rebreather. Maybe you wouldn't do like an 8-hour dive, which we could do with some of the other units, or the unit that you trained me on at one time a few years ago. But you could still do like a 2-hour dive, have no bubbles, get some amazing pictures, and get up close to marine life, and not have to worry so much about the technical aspects of assembling your unit with all the scrubber stuff and all that kind of thing. It's made very easy to manage and operate from that standpoint, right?
Yeah, you exactly brought it to the point. It's very easy. It's simple. It's controlling all the aspects of your dive. It works with a single gas, so there's no mixing happening, which makes other units more complicated. And it's great for especially marine life encounters, extending your dive time, spending more time on the reef. And not to forget, you still have the benefit of breathing nice, warm, moist air.
Yes, and no bubbles, no troubles.
No bubbles, no troubles, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what What about the how this thing works as far as its buoyancy? Is it the same as like the other rebreathers that we did a few years ago, or is the technique a little different with that particular unit, or no?
No, again, it's much easier. First of all, it gives you a perfect trim in the water. The unit is just all on your back. There's no outside counter lungs, anything you need to maintain.
Well, Tiffany has her own counter lungs, as you can plainly see.
Yeah, therefore we have the trim weights. You know,
we have
trim weights for that, so they can be attached to the unit. But it's actually very, very easy to dive because technically the unit does the buoyancy for you.
It does. So it just does that by reliefs valves or something?
Yeah, that's basically a relief valve that releases excessive gas. I mean, you can compare it probably a little bit to a dry suit. So there isn't really much that you need to do.
Okay, cool. What do you think? Are you up for this, Tiff, or what?
Oh, yeah. I've been ready to do it for... We've been talking about it for a while, haven't we?
Well, yeah, we've been talking about it a while, but you guys just got the Explorer in at Aquanauts Grenada, and you got your crew, certified to teach it and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got the units in. We did all our training. My last thing here was to do the technician training so I can service the units, what is necessary every now and then to make sure they work appropriately. And now we are ready to rock. We're actually just waiting for Hollis to give us the go-ahead to get Scuba Radio and the Mermaids.
Yes, Scuba Radio and the Mermaids, absolutely. Tiffany's going to be, I think, our, my dive buddy on this.
I don't know.
What do you mean, who you don't know?
I have Pup.
Well, yeah, you got Pup, but you got me, too. Or maybe we're going to do all three. It'll be a three-way.
Yeah, no, we can definitely manage that. And I could see, really, Tiffany as a spokesperson for Hollis to promote the Explorer Rebreather to show people how easy it is.
If it's good enough for Tiff, it's good enough for the world, something like that. All right, more coming up from Vegas and the Dima Show.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen Scuba Radio. The first radio the boat to diving.
Now, I bet Andre is wandering the aisles here of the Dima Show in Las Vegas. I haven't run into him yet, but I have run into several old friends from back in the day. Jeff Myers is with me right now. He used to work at Divers Alert Network and do our dance safety tips, and now he's working with, well, you tell us.
Hey, Greg, how are you? We're working with the Health and Safety Institute. A lot of people out in the dive industry would recognize the names of Medic First Aid and Ashy, so it's good to see you again, pal.
Back at you, my friend. Long time, but, you know, I see him at an event like this, and maybe, you know, there's other dive shows that Jeff pops up and we catch up, and but now you're actually exhibiting here at the show, and I guess, is this Steve's part? We handed off to Steve to handle this part?
Yeah, we want to talk about the loop learning system. Yeah.
The loop learning system. Now, Steve Barnett from Dive Alert Network, too, back in the day, and then they branched off into this other thing, and they're making tons of money and saving the world, right?
Well, we definitely are trying to be out there helping to prevent and you know, prevent injuries and save lives.
Yeah, and that's what this loop system is. Basically, it helps CPR, learn CPR, right?
It's a CPR skills practice tool, so kind of think of Guitar Hero for CPR skills practice.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. We've taken that whole concept of gamification and put it to CPR skills practice.
So you actually take this interface, which kind of looks like a giant mouse, with a cable on it. You plug it in USB to your computer. You have some software that actually puts this, it is like a Guitar Hero CPR victim on the screen, and then it plays some music, and you're supposed to push the compressions to the beat of the music.
Exactly. What you do is you compress the chest along with the music and with the visual interface, and it provides a score. If you're doing really well, it'll give you a perfect. If you're only doing kind of okay, it'll give you a good. If you really mess up, it's going to subtract points.
Now, are the white guys having problems with rhythm and things like that? Is that what this will address that, or no?
Well, the kids definitely get it really easily.
Yes, of course.
There are others that that struggle a little bit. Those that are rhythmically challenged, it takes a little bit for them to practice.
Nice. Well, I like it. And it's very cost-effective, too, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it really is. When you compare this with a mannequin that has all the bells and whistles on it, you're probably going to spend a couple $1,000s, whereas this retails at $249, so it's pretty sweet.
Nice. Now, you know, we go way, way back, and there's many stories we can't even talk about on the air, right, Steve?
It's probably safe to say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I know it's nice for you guys to get back here every year and catch up with some of your friends in the dive industry when you come to the Dima Show. Am I right, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know, it's a wonderful group that we've been a part of for so many years, and to be able to come back and see a lot of old friends and just talk about old times, it's really kind of nice.
By the way, this loop system, they can get it through your organization online and purchase it, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website, hsi.com, and they'll be able to find it right there.
And where do you go from here? What are you doing for the rest of the year? Just waiting for the next Dima?
No, we've got a lot going on. We have several brands under our umbrella of Health and Safety Institute, so we've got lots of shows that we're going out and around to. Steve is very busy on the road, so we've got plenty to keep us busy.
How much diving you guys doing these days? Are you in the water often or sometimes or what?
When I walk by the aquarium, I stick my head in the water,
okay.
So that's not too bad.
Well, that's a start. You know, we got to change that. What about you, Steve? You been doing any diving in the last year or so?
It's been a little bit longer than that, but a couple years ago, I got my kids certified, so they've been in the water some more, and so it's been nice to get back.
That's right. Share the love, even with family members, when it's more difficult at times than others. But that's okay. What about you, Colin? You've been diving at all?
Yeah, unlike Steve, I got my son trained, so we're going out whenever we can, just pop along to Fort Lauderdale or the Keys, and we try to get in once or twice a month.
Good deal. Well, we'll pick up one of these loops and throw it in our dive kit and do that on our surface interval, make everybody safer in our family and on the dive boat, right?
Exactly. And not only that, you prove to your buddy that you're the best buddy should something happen.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, you guys, it is always fun to catch up. And will we see you again here next year, I hope?
Yeah, I'm confident we're going to be looking after doing this for a while. So it's always good to get back and hang out with you, Greg.
Steve Barnett, Jeff Myers, Colin Taylor, Health and Safety Institute. And the website, once again, is?
HSI.com, buddy.
There you go. Simple enough. All right. That will do it for our broadcast from the Dima Show in Las Vegas. But I am not done just quite yet. I've saved a couple minutes for the end of this show to share with you
some of my final thoughts on the DEMA show and the dive industry in general, because really this is the best way to gauge where we are going in this industry. And I'm glad to see a lot of bright signs here at the show this year and see that things may have finally turned a corner and we're headed in the right direction. Time will tell, and you never can, you know, predict the future, but I got to tell you, this has been a very strong show from everything I've done behind the scenes on top of all the fun things you've heard on the show today, and that is very encouraging and also reiterates the importance of this show. You know, the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show, is the only event in the world where we can bring our dive industry friends together in one place and network. I mean, obviously, we have a cocktail or two, and there's a lot of fun being had, but there's a lot of business taking place at this show, and this is a unique venue to do so. And if you are listening to me right now and you are a dive shop owner or you are in the dive industry and you didn't come to this show, I got to tell you, you missed out big time. Not only do you have the opportunity to network with some big players in the dive industry, but this is where you can get a lot of business done and you can learn from other people what they've done in this industry to be successful and learn from their mistakes, some things that they've done they might be willing to share with you so you don't make them. And it's all about making our passion our profession and just making it bigger and better for everybody, because the bigger we get, the more opportunities we have to share our love of diving with others. And that's really, when it comes down to it, from my perspective, what it's all about. So take it for what it's worth. I love being a part of this industry, and obviously I love the DEMA show and encourage you to be a part of it if that is the path in life you so choose. If not, just get in the water and get wet, and you'll thank me for that as well. All right, that'll do it for this week's special edition of our little show. We appreciate you listening. Until next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.